You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. The last one for the week and a great conversation that Joe had with Andrew Schultz, podcast 1265. This is a really cool one for me because I've been watching Andrew's stand-up for some time, like a lot of people have. It's really blowing up on YouTube right now. He's just an hilarious comic, mostly doing stand-up in New York. He's like a New York guy. Pretty controversial stand-up, but very funny and cleverly done, and he's pushing the envelope. And he's doing something else pretty controversial, and he's getting his name out there in a very different way, because a lot of the platforms that usually let people do specials denied him. So he just started releasing stuff in little clips on YouTube, which I really think is the best way to do it. That's where people are paying attention. And yeah, he's crushing it. So anyway, let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
Some parts of this conversation are really personal for both Joe and Andrew. Obviously, both stand-ups, they both work their way through the gauntlet, and it's really fascinating to kind of hear their in-depth analysis of like what's going on with that job. And again, I've said it before with, and I use stand-up as like an analogy, but Rogan does this all the time, is like it's a very difficult pursuit, period. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. But the advantage is you can apply that skill then towards other things. And this is what allows stand-ups that have done well to like move over into acting or move over into other projects, making shows or sketch comedy, you name it, doing other difficult things and doing them well because they have this one element that they've really perfected. And I think Andrew's going to be someone that we're going to want to pay attention to because he's going to be doing really big things. Like I said, puts his stuff on YouTube. You can Google Andrew Schultz, and then he's like the cis comic. So it's like something in the cis. I can't remember, but it's easy to Google. And he has some brilliant clips that are like 5 to 10 minutes long, different ones. Check them out. They talk about how you can't fake comedy, right? So that's obvious. But I mean, it's what they're saying is you can't just know people that can give you good spots and then you go up and just kind of do some jokes that someone else wrote. It's just not going to work. It's real. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to bomb. You've got to feel how difficult it is. And a cool thing that they talked about is how comedy is an ethical job. It's ethical in the sense of like, you know, I guess sometimes people could be like, well, that comedian hurt my feelings. But for the most part, you're making everyone laugh. And if you're doing well, if you're funny, even if your shit is controversial, you've made most of the people in that crowd laugh really hard. You know, I don't think comedians are really bumming out too many people or ruining too many people's lives. If you find yourself going to stand-up comedy and you're leaving and they're big-name acts and you're just like, oh, that was just awful and really insensitive, I think you're just a sensitive pain in the ass. So stop going to comedy and reevaluate your life. That's just what I'm saying. They had some interesting opinions on Kanye. This is a great part of the podcast that you want to pay attention to. And why it's so valuable is because obviously Joe wants Kanye on his podcast. So Andrew is giving these ideas that Kanye just likes to take things that are uncool and make them cool. It's his insecure way of like figuring out, you know, just like showing everyone how cool he is. It's an interesting theory and it would work for stand-up. You could make some good jokes about that. But Joe jumps in and throws something else and says, no, in a way, I think Joe was kind of implying that Kanye has more of a Elon Musk brain, just running real fast, and he's trying to put together any creative idea that he can think of. I don't know. I think it's dangerous to throw Kanye's intelligence in the mix with Elon. It sounds a little pandering, but God bless him. I mean, hey, shit, Joe knows these people better than I'm ever going to know him. So it's worth listening to. And I don't think Joe would just lie. He wouldn't make something up. He really feels that way, which is fascinating. And more the reason why fucking Kanye needs to go on Rogan's podcast. That shit is going to be the most downloaded podcast Joe has ever done, I think, for sure. I don't know. Who knows? It's hard to say. But we'll find out. We'll find out if he ever gets on there. I hope he does. It'd be brilliant. They talk a lot about, you know, when you're making somebody laugh, like the difference between like a hacky comic that just kind of is like pandering to the audience for chuckles and somebody that's out there really pushing the envelope. I mean, what makes it difficult then is that the chances are you can upset people and they can yell out and they can fuck up your whole set and you can bomb and it can be awful. But a great comic is going to be able, he's going to be able to make you laugh, but then make you think. So if there's an opinion that you don't agree with, but you've placed it nicely and it's funny and you laugh about it, you still may disagree with the overall opinion, but they've kind of opened up the door to have you think about something in a different way. And that's really impressive and really important. You know, it's about, in a sense, that kind of comedy is about being real and then supporting it. And that's kind of Andrew's step on it. If you get a chance to watch the bit that he does on trannies, or transvestites, obviously, it's very clever. It is good. And, you know, it's definitely insulting some people and upsetting a few people out there. But it's clever. And remember, this is comedy, okay? He's not going out to bully people and make it. He's doing some comedy. Andrew talks a bit about his rise, and especially recently and in recent months, last year or so, he's done very, very well for himself and really made a name. And he talks about stopping wanting things, wanting to do things. He gives the example of being on Rogan's podcast. He met Rogan, and Rogan came to talk to him and said, "Hey, look, I've heard a lot about you. You're pretty cool." You know, Andrew didn't ever say, "Hey, I want to be on your podcast." He was just like, "Thanks, man. That's awesome." And just left it at that. And Rogan asked him. And invited him. And I think what Andrew's getting at there is, look, when things are going well and you're gaining some momentum, just do the work. Don't want for anything. The wanting and the wishing and the pleading and the praying, it's just like, listen, it's going to be what it's going to be. You've got to let go. And I think that's important for a lot of people to do. You know, outcomes of things, it's like you can't force it just by wanting it. Just do the work. Don't waste any energy. I like that. It's going to reduce stress. But for someone who's a stand-up, it's almost like you're going out to that crowd, not saying, oh, I want them to love me, but just to be like, I'm going to do my best and see what they do. You know, you're always kind of leaving it in the hands of the audience, you know, and that's kind of it. An interesting thing that Andrew brought up, and you'll hear it on the podcast, is him thinking the Netflix is done. Obviously, he loves YouTube because YouTube's making him big. And he's a little frustrated with Netflix because they didn't want to make his special. But he's saying they're in debt and they're done. I just can't believe that. I don't really know how he was putting that together. But who knows? Who knows if that's really true? And yeah, it doesn't quite make sense to me. But maybe there is something to that. I don't know all the ins and outs of like the politics of how well that's going. Towards the end of their conversation, I really liked kind of their form of work, how they both work. I'm always interested to hear about how a comedian gets any of their work done, how they put their bits together. Obviously, they're practicing a lot on stage and they can be riffing and coming up with new things. But, you know, they write. Like Joe will smoke a joint, sit down and he'll write. And he talks about, you know, you've got to keep doing the work, right? You don't quit. You just reread it. You learn. You reevaluate. You listen to your recordings. And then you get things done and you perform. Like, that's how hard it is. Really, to do anything, you have to kind of stay on top of it. Okay? And you keep the rest of your mind sharp and you get the shit out of your life so you can work that way. But Joe says he writes in kind of like an essay format. So he'll write a story out, just like describing what's happening. And then he can kind of see it from different angles and pick what parts of the story that he would do stand up for. And I really like that idea because, you know, things don't always come together. And it gives the example of Chris Rock. He has a very famous bit they talk about, and it took him almost a year to make it work. He was bombing on it for a year. Like, I just don't even know how anyone could have the strength to keep doing a bit that kept dying that long. I guess I'm, you know, not the man Chris Rock is. I mean, that's obvious. The dude's a legend. But wow, the strength it takes to be able to do that and just keep on with it. And I think that's what Joe talks about when he's like, you know, when he's getting high all the time, or when he talks about flying on edibles. He does it to scare himself. And he scares himself to keep himself kind of grounded. Because he even says in this podcast, there's a funny clip where he says, I'm almost too successful. I've almost been too successful. So I need to kind of ground myself and scare myself a bit. And it's a pretty cool way of looking at things. But as comics go and new comedians, if you're into it and you like up-and-coming comics, keep an eye on this guy and definitely check out his conversation with Joe and his videos on YouTube. He's very, very funny, and I can't wait to see him live. Hopefully he'll be back in Los Angeles so I can go check him out at the Comedy Store or wherever, and you should too. So thanks a lot, guys. Great week of podcasts, and we'll talk next week. Bye.